Chiefs 5-1. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
From the Ohio News Network, this is Ohio Sports Magazine. Now, here's your host, Kate Burdett.
Welcome to this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. I'm Kate Burdett. Coming up on today's show, we'll learn about some of the updates at Daer Ballpark as the Dayton Dragons baseball team is getting their season underway. The Ohio Health Cap City Half and Quarter Marathons are coming up in Columbus. I'll talk to race founder David Babner. And the JDRF One Walk is also coming up all over Ohio. We'll hear more about that event, which supports an important cause. We'll have the latest from the Locked On podcasts and from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, too. I'm Kate Burdett. Baseball season is underway, and we're checking in with as many of the teams in Ohio as we can. Joined today by Brandy Ganaw, the Executive VP and Assistant GM of the Dayton Dragons. Hi, Brandy. How are things over in Dayton?
Things are great. Thank you so much for making the time to chat with us today.
Well, it's an exciting time, and I understand you have some upgrades to show off at Daer Ballpark.
Yes, we were very busy. I think a big question people have about baseball teams specifically is, what do you do in the off season? Where we are always working and looking forward to the next season. And so we had a complete reconstruction of our actual playing field. So when people do come back this season at Daer Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District, you are going to see this glorious, beautiful field. And it was a long time coming. We were definitely due for a new field. So it's really pretty out there. We also have a new HVAC system, a new roof, a new sound system. There's a lot of great things that we did for the fan and the fan experience.
It sounds like you'll be able to see and hear a lot better and be much more comfortable once that summer heat comes.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be missed in July and August for sure, inside the ballpark in the suites and hospitality space. We also have new signage in our outfield wall. So we have this unique 360-degree LED signage, and that was upgraded to be full HD. So it really pops out there when you're watching all the different things that we push out there for fans to enjoy.
It truly isn't just grab a ball and a bat and get out on the field. There are a lot of elements in terms of making sure that your fan experience stands out.
Yes, it's there is a massive laundry list of things to be thinking about. I mean, all of us are fans in one way or another of sports teams or entertainment venues and things like that. And you just want to be comfortable. You want to be feeling like you're being taken care of. And so we definitely take that in mind and keep it in mind in regards to upgrading the ballpark and making sure that they always have this great experience when they come to Daer Ballpark.
Now, I know you got your season underway earlier this month. Let's look forward. What kinds of highlights are in the Dayton Dragons schedule for this coming season? And what kind of promotions can fans look forward to?
Oh, for sure. I guess I would start with our Dragons Kids Club being one of the first things that our fans really like look forward to purchasing for those kids in their life, whether they be their own children or if you're an aunt or an uncle, whatever the case may be. It's only $29.99. I would highly encourage people to check it out sooner rather than later because we always sell out of the Dragons Kids Club. It is definitely the best buy in our Dragons team store as well if you're at a Dragons game. So that'd be the first thing on my list. Another thing that I would talk about is something new this year that we're really making a huge deal of is the parties on the plaza presented by the Water Street District. And the first one is Friday, May 3rd. They can check out DaytonDragons.com to learn more. But we're going to have music out there. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have alcohol sales using the Dora cups and things like that for the Dayton market. It's going to be a blast.
Those Doras are popping up everywhere. The designated outdoor refreshment area. I always think of the little girl with the backpack when I hear it, but I know it's for grownups.
Yeah, for sure.
People really, really, I can say from a personal perspective too, those are enjoyable. There's something about being able to kind of take your plastic cup and walk around. And I also want to say that as a former resident of Dayton, when I go back to visit, that Water Street District is continually impressive. I kind of am bummed that it wasn't there when I lived in Dayton. There's a lot going on.
It is super impressive. And I've been with the Dragons for over 19 years, and the landscape around the ballpark has really changed, and it's all been for the better. So yes, the Water Street District, we are right here in the heart of that space. Mm-hmm. And the newest and latest project is opening like in the middle of the season. It's this massive building right off of First Street to the south of the ballpark, the south side of our ballpark. It's called the Delco. And that building is going to be amazing. There's tons of other things, like you said, right around the ballpark. People are, you know, walking their dogs, pushing their babies, things that I didn't see like necessarily 19 years ago. So it's pretty exciting.
Brandy Gana is the executive vice president and assistant general manager, for the Dayton Dragons baseball team. They have an exciting season underway, and we're talking about some of the highlights. What else can we look forward to this season with the Dragons, Brandy?
Yeah, we have, even though we are sold out, we continue the longest running consecutive sellout streak in all of professional sports, a very long title. We do still have tickets available in different ways. So whether it's the Wendy's Friends and Family deal, which is very popular with people, again, check it out at DaytonDragons.com. You can get your Wendy's Biggie Bag voucher, a special Dragons hat, and a ticket to the game, and a stadium seat, all of that for only $17. So that is a heck of a deal. We also have our season ticket holder club. You can still become a season ticket holder for the rest of the season if you'd like. And we have a club called the Family Club. So there's additional benefits to becoming a season ticket holder if that is something that a family or a person would be interested in.
There's an element of accessibility to minor league teams like the Dragons that I so appreciate, and I think a lot of fans do, especially fans that are coming from a family setting. They want something that they can do with the kids that's relatively inexpensive and really entertaining. And you do such a great job of providing that.
Yeah, that is my favorite part about what the Dragons offer. And we have continuously done that for people from day one, is that there's something for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're single, if you're a senior citizen, if you're a young kid, which it's your first experience at a Dragons game or a baseball game in general, there is something for everyone to enjoy. And we keep that in mind with our family-friendly entertainment as well. We never want there to be music playing that would be offensive to anyone or, anything of that nature. So we take everything into consideration when we're creating all this wonderful entertainment for people beyond the actual baseball game.
And that's the key. Keep everybody entertained. And you do. We're coming up on the end of our time. Brandy, is there anything else you didn't get to add?
No, I would just say too, for returners to Dayton Ballpark, there's always new food and beverage things to check out. One of my things this year that I'm super excited to test out myself is the mac and cheese cart. So people can enjoy that creamy mac and cheese and decide what kind of toppings they want to apply like on top of the mac and cheese itself. So I think it's always really fun. People definitely include that ballpark yummy treats into the whole experience when they come to the ballpark.
Well, you got my attention, because that's always the first thing I look for. And I love the idea of a toppings bar for mac and cheese. That's genius.
I agree.
Brandy Gana, Executive VP and Assistant GM for the Dayton Dragons. I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us on Ohio Sports Magazine. We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Rise and shine, jabronis.
What a show this morning.
There's only one place where Buckeye legends lay the smackdown. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Give me a juice box,
Beyonce. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett, and it's that time of year. You're going to see a lot of people out running, and on April 27th, you're going to see quite a few people running in Columbus, because it is time for the annual Ohio Health Capital City Half and Quarter Marathon. They also have a 5K. We're going to get into all of that right now with David Babner, the founder of the Cap City Half. Hi, David. Thanks for being with us again.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. Say thank you for having me.
So exciting times. April 27th, the Ohio Health Capital City Half and Quarter Marathon and 5K. Tell me about that day.
Well, it's an amazing celebration of the healthy, active lifestyle for our city. You know, we've always known that we've got one of the best cities in the country, the best sports city in the country. and now have been recognized as one of the best half marathons in the country by USA Today, which was a pretty amazing honor that we just heard about in the last week or two. But it's really all about the running and walking community in Columbus. We'll have almost 11,000 participants will be out there, about 1,000 volunteers. We'll have a number of bands and DJs, 20 different bands and DJs out on the course. We call it the best tour of Columbus on 2 feet. As you mentioned, it's incredibly accessible to all. We have the half marathon, which is the signature distance, the quarter marathon that you mentioned, and we've got the Columbus Promise 5K, which is a partnership between us and the Columbus Promise program to raise some funds and raise some awareness about what's going on over at Columbus Promise, helping to send some Columbus public school students to Columbus State at no charge. So it's over the 21 years, the event's grown into really the kickoff of spring here in Columbus, and we couldn't be more proud to be part of it.
It's true. It really is kind of a landmark in the calendar when you see this event coming up. It's like, okay, spring is here. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
And you bring in participants not just from around Ohio and not just from around the country, but from around the world, don't you?
We do. We've over the last few years. So in 2016 and 2017, we were honored to partner with the Greater Columbus Sports Commission and Experience Columbus and the City of Columbus and Franklin County and bring in the host the 2016 and 2017 U.S. Half Marathon National Championships. And that really gave Cap City a large national reputation and as you mentioned, international reputation. And we've got folks that come in, running groups that'll come in from all over the country. There's a large group that comes in from Canada. And they started coming about 10 years ago and they've been coming ever since. And so excited to have folks here. I mean, being a resident of Columbus, to bring people here and show off our great city is what this is all about. And I mentioned our running and walking community. We've got one of the best in the country, is one of the most vibrant. It's a very accessible running and walking city. And for us to be able to host everybody in this event and show them the best tour of Columbus with our course, we're just excited to have them here.
Absolutely. I love that you call this the best tour of Columbus on 2 feet, because there really is a lot to see. And it seems like more and more every day we hear about new things happening all around the Central Ohio area, specifically downtown Columbus. And what a great opportunity on an April day to, you know, take a little stroll or jog through the capital city. Tell me a little bit about the route of the half marathon, since we are talking about touring Columbus.
Sure. So we start right at there in the Columbus Commons. So right outside the Columbus Commons on the corner of Town and High Street, that's where our start line and finish line is. We head off south towards German Village, get a nice tour of Schiller Park and German Village, head back up around after we come out of German Village, we'll come up 4th Street and then we'll end up on High Street. And the folks will get an opportunity to run High Street all the way up to campus. So if you haven't had a chance to be on High Street in a while, especially with all the new shops and restaurants and buildings that have gone up, it's really a great place to see and tour. Then I mentioned campus. They'll actually run around the horseshoe up there at Ohio Stadium, run around campus a little bit, come back down Neal Avenue. So you get kind of the commercial side on High Street, some more of the residential side on Neal, before making your way around the North Market and back out to High Street and then to the finish line, right there at the Columbus Commons again.
You know, when you describe it like that, of course, I think I'm probably imagining doing it in a vehicle. It doesn't sound like it's that long.
It does sound a little short until you realize how long you're on High Street and Neal and what those stretches are. By the time you hit in the half marathon, by the time you hit Ohio State University, you're about 8.5 miles in.
Okay.
And the quarter marathon's a great tour of Columbus as well. Obviously, half the distance. We say half the distance, all the fun. but it's you get all of the first part of the course, and then you loop around. You actually do get to loop the North Market and come back out onto High Street and come back down. So it's great. And the Columbus Promise 5K is a piece of it as well. So it's just a great accessible event for everybody. We We hire people to finish last. No one will ever finish last in any M3S sports event.
Oh, wow.
And so we try to make everybody feel comfortable. We encourage running, walking, any which way you want to participate, come on out. We always encourage people to come volunteer if they've never seen an event like this. Come out and be part of it. It really is the kickoff of spring in our great city.
Absolutely. David Babner is the founder of MS3 Sports and the Ohio Health Capital City Half Marathon, which includes also a quarter marathon and a 5K, something for everyone. He likes to call it a celebration of a healthy lifestyle, and I think that's a great way to describe this. Anyone really could start out with that 5K, walk or run it, and, you know, get that experience in. It really is taking that first step. It can be so intimidating, I think, sometimes for people to say, well, I could never run a 5K, or let alone, you know, a half marathon. But everyone starts somewhere, don't they, David?
They certainly do. And we have on our website, and we've got a number of training programs that Ohio Health has created for us, from couch to 5K to an advanced half marathon training. There's a program for everyone. And one of the most humbling experiences for me at every one of these 21 Ohio Health Capital City half marathons that we've produced, I stand at the start line and I stand at the finish line and I greet these athletes. And to see, I've seen a number of them who have done the 5K and then they've graduated up to the quarter marathon and now they've done the half marathon for the last 10 years. Or I see them at one of our 4 milers or other events throughout the year and they're saying, no, this is the year I'm going to do the quarter and then or I'm going to do the half. So they come out and it really is it's an event that is for everyone. We have tremendous finisher medals for everybody. So whether you're first or you're one of our final finishers, everybody gets a great medal to bring home to show off to family and friends and wear to the office the next day. And it's really a great celebration.
The Ohio Health Capital City Half Marathon. There's also a quarter and a 5K. So something for everyone. Saturday, April 27th. David Babner, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm just not sure that college is right for me.
Have you considered a career in dental assisting? I love my job as a dental assistant. I have flexible work hours, the money is good, and I get to work in a professional, people-oriented dental office. What I really love about my job is knowing that I give people a healthy smile.
For more information about becoming a dental assistant, contact your high school guidance counselor. Or if you are no longer in school, talk to a dentist in your community or visit oda.org. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association. We plant trees because people need trees. And when planted in the right place, they have great impact. Trees help slow climate change, filter our air and water, foster biodiversity, and strengthen our communities. They create the kind of transformational change the world needs now. April is a month filled with opportunities to care for and plant trees. For planting resources, contact an Ohio ISA certified arborist who can help you learn how to take the best care of your trees. Visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4ohio.org.
Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, Relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care.
For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett, and with the warmer spring weather arriving, you may be looking for an opportunity to get outside and enjoy some physical activity. There are a series of walks coming up across the state that raise money for an important cause. Currently in America, 1.45 million people live with type 1 diabetes. The experts say by 2040, that number will be a lot higher. They think it'll be about 2.1 million. 50% of diagnoses of type 1 diabetes, and that's the important distinction here, used to be called a juvenile onset or insulin-dependent diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, now 50% of those diagnoses are adults, not children. But for anyone living with type 1 diabetes, it is something that can be a big burden and it can be a huge health concern. We're joined today by Christy Roby. She is the market director for JDRF Southern and Central Ohio. It's a big national organization and they're doing a lot of good in the type 1 diabetes space. And they have some fundraising events coming up that you're going to want to hear about. Hi, Christy. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
So JDRF, your primary mission is what?
Improving the lives of those living with type 1 diabetes and finding a cure to end type 1 diabetes.
The organization has been around for many years. I know from personal experience with it. And right now they are gearing up for walk season. Here in Columbus, the JDRF One Walk is coming up next weekend on Saturday the 28th. It'll be on the lawn at CAS right off Olentangy River Road at Ackerman. And they have a lot of activities planned for that day, not just the walking. And of course, all of the proceeds are to benefit this mission that we're talking about, improving the lives of those with type 1 diabetes and finding a cure for this disease. Christy, tell us about your walk on the 28th.
Absolutely. Thank you. So we're going to start the walk, as you said, at the lawn at CAS, which is right over by the Ohio State campus off of Olentangy River Road. We start the walk at 1 o'clock, but we'll start some fun activities starting as early as noon that is really fun for all ages. As you mentioned, the walk is only about a mile. It's around kind of a beautiful space there at CAS. But really the fun part is the sense of community and being there with others that are supporting you. It's kind of like your own little birthday that, you know, everyone's there to support you and you're not alone. But we have so many just different intergenerational activities planned.
Tell me about a few of those. Intergenerational gets my attention now.
So. Right? Exactly. Because we realized that, you know, when people would say, well, if we don't have young kids, well, guess what? We have a grandparent tent, a teen tent. If you're a new family to type 1, we have a tent for new families so that they can get more information and kind of get plugged in that area. But the fun stuff, we have inflatable games. We have an inflatable obstacle course. COSI is coming with an experiment station. Home Depot's coming with a building station. We have a 360 photo booth, mascots, superheroes, a DJ. You name it, we have a T1D parade that celebrates all of the different years that they, that these people that are here are, have been celebrating their diversity, how long they've been living with type 1. one. So it really is just such a wonderful, fun atmosphere, you know, where, again, people feel togetherness and camaraderie and that they're not alone.
Now, Christy, I know Columbus is not the only site for a JDRF One Walk this year, correct?
Correct. We have another One Walk at Kings Island on June 1st, which is always fun because if you raise a certain amount, you get Kings Island tickets, which obviously are coveted. So you could go do the walk and then go in straight into Kings Island. So that is on June 1st. And then I know our chapter up north has a Toledo walk on September 8th and the Cleveland walk, which is on October 20th. And they typically host their event at the Cleveland Zoo, which makes it that much more interesting. And again, something to kind of build into your walk day.
The JDRF One Walk has an event for you in every corner of the state. So it's going to be hard to miss if you'd like to participate. And I should mention JDRF.org is the website where you go to get started. All you have to do is put in your zip code and they find the walk closest to you. Screening for type 1 diabetes is very important. You may have symptoms that you're not even aware of.
The importance of that screening is you can't emphasize that enough. For one, in the past, people would say, well, what's the point? If I know I'm going to get it, then I'm just going to dread and I'm going to be working, you know, worrying about it. Well, now, since November of 22, we have the first disease modifying therapy that will change the course, delay the onset of full on type 1 diabetes, where you are insulin dependent for 3 to 5+ possible years. So knowing will help you monitor whether you should be, you know, looking closer at your numbers. It will help you to maybe look at that treatment. It's a 14-day infusion to help delay the onset for 3 to 5 years. But in all reality, it reduces your risk of diabetic ketoacidosis, which is when most people find out that they have type 1. And that is life-threatening. And when your every instance of diabetic ketoacidosis damages your body, it can damage your heart, it can damage your eyes, it can damage your kidneys. So we want to keep people out of that state.
And at some of the walks here in Ohio, screenings for type 1 diabetes will be available. Christy Roby from JDRF Southern and Central Ohio, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kate.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Common Man and T-Bone.
If you dipped an apple in nacho cheese, I'd say yes, different thing. Candy is sweet. Apples are sweet. You dip sweet in sweet and put it on stick.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on the Fan. This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. The NHL's regular season came to an end this week. The chase for Lord Stanley's Cup begins this weekend. No postseason play for the Columbus Blue Jackets for the fourth year in a row. Columbus finished last in the Metropolitan Division of the NHL's Eastern Conference with a record of 27 wins, 43 regulation losses, and 12 overtime losses. Back in February, the team fired longtime general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen after 11 seasons with the Blue Jackets. Hiring a new general manager is just one of the many things that team president John Davidson will have to address in the offseason. Aaron Portsline covers the Blue Jackets for The Athletic and joined Bo Bishop on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus earlier this week. Bo asked Aaron what kind of a GM he would look for and what needs to be done with the team in this offseason.
I want a guy that comes in here and is a disruptor, who creates an entirely new culture and has done it before and has that sort of experience. I for sure changed the goaltending at the top. However, that has to happen. I for sure take a really hard look. I'm not smart enough to know if the training staff is, the medical staff is in any way to blame for the rash of injuries, over 1,200 man games lost the last 3 years. That's a hard look. It could be a product of them just being young and not big enough to play with the big boys in this league, but it could also be that they're not doing things as well as they could. Taking a hard look at the coaching staff, taking a hard look at how the leaders in this dressing room are empowered to lead, how they are. They've got guys here, Corrali, Gabranson, Jenner, Werenski, who can be those leaders. Are they empowered to be that? They sure would be under my next head coach, if that's not Pascal Vincent. I think literally every, and I think Scott Housen long ago when he came in as GM regrets not doing more of this when he took over. He tried to fit in and evaluate. I think it's time for a lot of new faces and an entirely new direction. And I think that can take a lot of different.
You could say the writing was on the wall for the Blue Jackets before the season even began, with the late summer 2023 hiring of Mike Babcock, who then resigned a month before the season began amid controversy with how he behaved towards players. John Davidson was one of the men who made the hiring, then backed Babcock amid calls for his resignation. Aaron says JD might look to hire someone as GM and then step away from major decision making.
I do think they want someone to come in here who has done it before, who knows what they, how to build a team, how they have built a team in the past, and will look at everything as John Tortorella, as coach, did a few years ago from an entirely different perspective than everybody else did, and it serves you in the end. You hear Ken Holland's name. He may just want to retire. You hear Mark Hunter's name, who's built quite the, got NHL experience, has built monster success at the London Knights program of the Ontario Hockey League. Those are some names I think to keep in mind. I think there will be a lot of other guys too. Interesting, isn't it, that John Davidson is willing to change his title, currently as president, if that means fitting somebody in. And then interesting, isn't it also, that 3 days after that comes out, Bill Zito adds the president's title in Florida and gets an extension as well. That ability to offer the president's title to someone who is currently just a GM allows them to interview if the person's interested, and allows a candidate a chance to leave his GM's job to go to another GM job, as long as he has the president title there. So Chris McFarland, currently in charge of the Avalanche, that's a guy maybe you could entice him to come back by giving him the presidency. He absolutely loved Columbus. Jeff Gorton, now in Montreal, told, I'm hearing he wants to stay put. He's in a great spot there. But that would allow him consideration to leave Montreal to come to Columbus. It's a really good time, Bo, to be looking for a GM. Mm-hmm. They've got a really, really interesting group before them if they choose to pursue it. And they've had well over 50 people apply for the job, or at least expressed interest in the job. So it's all there for them. They just got to make the right choice.
That was Aaron Portsline, who covers the NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets for The Athletic. He was on with Bo Bishop earlier in the week on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Eric Reeser.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Here's a quick listening guide. When something's on the fan, it's on the station you're listening to right now. If I say something's on ESPN Columbus, it's on 1460 AM and the Fan's HD2. When in doubt, stream it on the Fan app. Thank you and good night.
Nation.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time to discuss Cincinnati Reds baseball and hear from Steve Offenbaker of Locked On Reds with our Paul Keels.
It is our pleasure to have quality time with Steve Offenbaker, co-host of the Locked On Reds podcast, along with Jeff Carton. Steve, we want to begin by just asking you some personnel-related questions. Stuart Fairchild, we've seen what he's done defensively. He's also shown some flashes with what he can do with a bat. Is this a guy that really seemed to have kind of turned a corner during spring training in some way?
Well, during spring training, you know, all the reports coming out of Goodyear was that he had worked out in the offseason, he had gotten stronger, he had really put in the effort to try and get better. He's been put into good situations as far as platoons, playing mostly against left-handed pitchers. So he has been able to get it done. You know, during all offseason, when we talked about Stuart Fairchild being an option, you know, I felt like he was a 4A type of player, a guy that could be good for short stints, but not necessarily somebody that you can rely on for the long haul. And right now, he's proving me wrong a little bit. He's actually playing quite well. He's out there defensively getting it done. Offensively, he's come up big in big moments. So, you know, I think it's a little too early in his career, a little too early in the season to say that we can rely on him all the way. But He's definitely making a case for himself right now.
You know, another guy we've talked about, and that is Will Benson, with the push possibly to be an everyday player. Too early to also make a judgment on him in that regard, Steve?
You know, I think with these guys, they're doing things they haven't been asked to do before. In Will Benson's case, he came into camp asking David Bell to be this guy, asking for opportunities against left-handers, asking to be able to play every day. He's been streaky with it, but he's had moments against left-handed pitching that say that he could be an everyday guy. The real story with these outfielders and being in these situations is the Reds simply don't have the personnel to do anything different. So these guys are going to continue to get run out there and get everyday opportunities. I hope that Will Benson can continue to develop and be a guy that can become an everyday player. Right now, probably, again, too early to say, yes, he can hit lefties, but it hasn't been horrible. He's definitely played well enough to warrant more looks.
With what we've seen from Nick Martini at the plate, Steve, is that kind of a little bit of a continuation of what he showed at the very end of last year?
It is. You know, when there was a stretch there, if you can mind last season with this, the beginning of this season, that, you know, he was one of the hottest hitters in baseball, at least with isolated power. So Nick Martini is a guy that just kind of gets it done. And it almost feels like he came out of nowhere. He's another guy that's streaky, though. I don't know if you caught this with him, but, you know, he hit those two home runs on opening day, and then there was kind of a power outage, so to speak. But he's turning that around and starting to come up big again. So I think, at least as far as a lefty bat off the bench, a guy that you could put in there as a designated hitter against a right-handed pitcher, he's a very valuable piece to have on the team right now.
Steve, with both he and Benson, is the trick kind of how these left-handed swingers can handle left-handed pitching?
It is, because there's not really a lot of other options down in Louisville, or Mr. Outside Hire, as we like to call it, for the Reds to go get to make the thing more balanced. They're, you know, they're a little bit left-handed heavy, actually, which, you know, is a different problem than they've had in the past. So they're going to have to continue to do that well until some of these guys that are out injured, Matt McClain, for example, or suspended Nolvi Marte, come back. That's where our right-handed bats went. So the lefties are really going to have to carry the team.
Has Santiago Espinal's pickup proven to be valuable, Steve, especially when you think about the flexibility where he can play?
Well, it is, at least defensively. You know, he's been able to pick it quite well, no matter what position they put him in defensively. He's had some struggles at the plate. Not really the kind of hitter that strikes fear in the opposing pitcher's heart. But at least defensively, he gives David Bell options to get the most people in the lineup the most often. So I hope that his bat comes around a little bit better than it has, but at least defensively, he gives the Reds an option to get guys rest without really sacrificing too much in defense. You know, that was a problem last year at times. The Reds were bad at defense. This year, they've played fairly well. You know, we were concerned, both infield and outfield, how things would look this year, and thus far, there's been some spectacular plays out there.
There sure have. Frankie Montas, we saw him start off his first couple of starts, I believe it was, Steve, looked really good. His last couple have not been quite as good. Is that another one that's too early to tell, and we're looking for that middle ground there?
Yeah, I'm not sure where to be concerned on that last start. Obviously, it wasn't great at all, but is that just a simple case of a guy having a bad day, which happens in professional baseball? Or is there something more to it? Is there something with that shoulder? Is there something going on? What we're hearing from the Reds is that, you know, it was just a bad day. There's been no reports of anything being wrong with Frankie's shoulder. His next time through the rotation, his next start, is going to be big. We're going to need to see a solid bounce back from him, because with the struggles of Hunter Green, Frankie Montas really kind of needs to be the veteran anchor of this rotation to point the way for the other guys.
We encourage everybody to check out the Locked On Reds podcast. Steve Offenbaker, thanks for all your time and all your wisdom each and every time we get to chat.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
or $470,000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm just not sure that college is right for me.
Have you considered a career in dental assisting? I love my job as a dental assistant. I have flexible work hours, the money is good, and I get to work in a professional, people-oriented dental office. What I really love about my job is knowing that I give people a healthy smile.
For more information about becoming a dental assistant, contact your high school guidance counselor. Or if you are no longer in school, talk to a dentist in your community or visit oda.org. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association. We plant trees because people need trees, and when planted in the right place, they have great impact. Trees help slow climate change, filter our air and water, foster biodiversity, and strengthen our communities. They create the kind of transformational change the world needs now. April is a month filled with opportunities to care for and plant trees. For planting resources, contact an Ohio ISA certified arborist who can help you learn how to take the best care of your trees. Visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
You can use your phone at a doctor's office. You can use your phone at a football game. You can even use your phone at an amusement park. But one place you should never use your phone is behind the wheel. Fines now start at $150. So remember, Ohio, phones down. It's the law.
Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, Relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care.
For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time now to get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with Jay Crawford. Here's producer Bodie Wells to set the scene.
Thanks, Kate. Earlier this week, the Browns unveiled a uniform tweak as they're going back to white face masks on their helmets. The guys gave their thoughts on the change.
I think they dope. I love the white face mask. I play a lot of Madden. You got the option to go wear the white face mask on Madden. Yeah. Every uniform alternate that I put the Browns in, I go with the white face mask. I think it's a nod to tradition. The brown face mask was cool for why they lasted, but they really didn't pop like that. But when you seen, like, I think it was, what, two seasons ago when we played the Baltimore Ravens, Deshaun Watson led us to victory, and you seen him out there doing a bow and arrow with the orange pants, brown jersey, orange helmet with the white face mask. I thought that was fire. So I like the Browns uniform combinations. They finally got everything right. Don't touch it no more.
The white face mask pops, and especially in night games, under the bright lights, it stands out and looks phenomenal in ways that just – in ways a gray face mask or a dark face mask does it. It just pops.
To catch the full breakdown, just search for the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and enjoy their daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine show here on the Ohio News Network.
Bishop and Friends.
He feels that it is time that he gets a gaming system in his room.
I'm going to pay it with it, my own money. It doesn't even affect you. I'm like, where do you think your money comes from, dude?
Bishop and Friends.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
That's all for this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Thank you so much to this week's guests. Brandy Ganaw with the Dayton Dragons, David Babner of the Ohio Health Cap City Half Marathon in Columbus, and Christy Roby from the JDRF One Walk. Thanks to all of our Locked On podcast contributors this week as well. For Bodie Wells, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Kate Burdett. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine. Join us next week here on the Ohio News Network.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM.